Good morning. We're learning Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Vav. In some editions, this is page 52. And before we read the words, I just want to give a little introduction to what we're talking about. We're discussing a case of a meducha. A meducha is a mortar. What's a mortar? Like a mortar and a pestle. When you used to, the pharmacists used to grind up the medicine, they have this pound, right? Or sometimes they have it in the kitchen. They want to take spices, make fresh spices, so you smash it up right there, right before you cook. Now the question is, what happens if I use this mortar throughout the year for chametz? Now, I want to salt meat. I want to put salt in it, in this mortar that was used. The mortar, just think of a mortar as a bowl. It's a word we don't use, but it's a bowl that I smash in. The concern is whether or not the taste of the pestle's the bowl?
Yeah.
I'm saying backwards. Okay, fine. Thank you. I appreciate it. The pestle, I always get the backwards. That's why I do chazar my shir. Okay. So, the pestle and the mortar. Mortar and the pestle. There you go. Okay. Well, it could be anything. Now, you can smash whatever you want in there. Okay? So they make them out of marble sometimes. This way it's... So the mortar, let's once again, is the stick. Thank you for the correction. The mortar is the stick. And the question is, if you can use this now, did it attain the taste of the chametz that was used throughout the year? And now I want to use this for Pesach. Is that a problem? So that's what we're going to be seeing here now in Sif Vav and Zayin. We'll start Zayin today. We won't see the whole Zayin. The Mechaber says in Sif Vav, Melach shesomu b'meducha, Melach that you put... Meducha is the mortar. I'm sorry? So let's just explain this once again. The at least in the English translation here, they explain the meducha is the mortar. So you're putting this melach, shesama b'meducha. It's easier to put salt in a bowl. So you're putting the salt in a bowl. Mutar l'mloyach boi basar b'pesach. You're allowed to use, mutar l'mloyach boi basar, you're allowed to use this salt that was put in this meducha on Pesach. What's the concern? Well, maybe did it absorb the taste of the chametz, because this meducha was used all year round. Mishum de ein le'machli b'tzoyning, we're saying the reason why you're allowed to, because it's not machli b'tzoyning, it does not absorb and give off, does not give off the taste when something's cold. Let's now see the Mishnah Berurah to further elaborate. Sifkar Na'in Ches. Melach shesama b'meducha, the salt that you put on this in this bowl. Va'afilu hi bas yoima, even if it's been used in the past day, where there's a greater concern that the taste retains, the bowl taste stays in the bowl. Shebe yoim zed dochu ba, on this day I smashed, crushed things in it. V'rakshi ke'es nekia, but now it's clean. Va'afilu hamelach munach sham me'es la'es, even if the salt was there for 24 hours, which normally is a bigger problem if something stays in that bowl for 24 hours. Because kavush, which means that it was pickled there, it was soaking in there, that it takes the taste, is only applicable when it's a moist, when it's wet, not by a dry item. Here, this case is a dry item. The Chaznish tells us that even if it's a little wet, that doesn't make a difference. Just as long as it's not flowing like a liquid, that's not called wet. Sif kodn ayin tes bePesach. So we said melach shesoma b'meducha mutal l'mloyach boi basar Pesach. You're allowed to use this salt on Pesach. Va'afilu munach hamelach b'meducha bePesach. Atzmoi. And even if you are munach hamelach, you put this melach in the meducha on Pesach itself, it's not a problem. Because it does not give off a taste bitsoini when something's cold. If you would have put something hot in this meducha, it definitely would have been aser. Why? The maflit boy blias a kli. Because it gives off, if something's hot there, it will give off the taste what's inside the kli. Avon nisinas hamelach, but just putting the salt in there. Even though normally we say a rule, the rule is called Meliach Kiraseach. salting something has a din like it's cooking it. Like it's very hot. Reseach is hot, literally. That's what you say normally. Maliach is kereseach. Leidim plitas kalim, however, in regards to plitas kalim, ein le'mathi b'tzoynin. Regards to plitas kalim, we say, plitas kalim, what's the word plita means to give off, to spew out. So we're saying that if you have something cold in this bowl, it will not give off the taste. It's not hot. So here, even though meliach is kereseach, salting is like it's cooking it, but not in this case. It's cold. V'daf could be yavish. When are we lenient? That's if something's dry. Avol b'tzoynei lach, but if it's tzoynei, if it's cold and it's lach, it's moist. V'adei shriya, choshish le'el b'sifhei lahachmer. And earlier we learned in Sifhei, we just finished that we'd be machmer if it would be soaking in it. V'imnidach hamelach b'soychei, di'ika churfa d'vducho t'edicha. What happens in the case when a person is smashing spicy, sharp food? Okay? Sharp foods. And duchga means that you put the you push on it. So you put the pressure of the smash into the food, which we're saying it gets into the bowl better. Maflit min hakli afilu im haya yavesh hamelech gamrei. The kli will now be reawakened and give off the taste that's inside this kli. Even if it's dry, the dry food. Vafilu haya meducha eina ben yoimoy v'gam koydim ha-pesach. Even if this meducha is eina ben yoim, which means it has not been used in the past 24 hours, and this is also before Pesach. Because of the Achreinim write, the meduchay shalonu, our meduchays, shiroiv tashmisha b'besomim uchay gavna, he's discussing what are the majority of these meduchas, what are they used for? The meduchas are used for spices, not for chametz. The lack of chametz, rachshash letam mashu. There's no chametz there. It's only a concern of maybe some taste, perhaps. Im nidach koydim pesach nispatel, and if it was nidach means it was smashed in that bowl before Pesach, then it's batel yesh lahatil l'mloich boy. Then we can permit one to salt that meat in this meducha. In Sif Zayin, the next case we'll be discussing is also similar to this meducha. We'll be discussing Baiser. What is Baiser? In Sif Zayin, we'll discuss unripe grapes. Grapes that are not ripe yet. And we'll discuss whether or not they have a status of being a Davar Chometz or not, a Davar Charef, a sharp food or not. So the Mechaber tells us in the Sif Zayin as follows. Baiser shedochin koydim pesach v'meduchos chamutzos. If you have baisa, you have these unripe grapes that you smashed up before Pesach. It's very important. It's before Pesach. What you do, you used your, you know, sometimes you have stickers that say meat, dairy, pariv. Yeah, this sticker says chametz. The chametz sticker is on this meducha, and you smash the grapes in there, unripe grapes. The halach is mutul achloi bePesach. The Mechaber tells us you can eat it on Pesach, and we're not concerned that the taste of the chametz will come out from the bowl into the food. Let's see first, before we go further in the Mechaber list, the Mishdrus of Katan Pei Aleph. Baiser shedachin koydim Pesach. This baiser that we crush up before Pesach, svirelei, the Mechaber holds, the baiser lo havi davi charif. That this boiser is not considered to be a davar charif. It's not a sharp food. Why would it be? What would it make a difference if it's a sharp food or not? Because as we just mentioned in Sif Vav, if it's a sharp food, then it has that ability to take out the taste of the bowl. Avu lefi mai the pasak b'yerdeya in Simen Sadi Vav, where these are the source of the halachas in Yerdeya in Simen Sadi Vav, the afilu peiros chamutzim, who bechlal davar charif, that fruit which are, it says chamutz. I think if I'm not mistaken, which I could be, crab apples, they call the davar chamutz, right? It's like a sour apple. Sharp, right. So there in Sadivav, they say that there are fruits that are chamutz, that are like sourish, it's called davar charif. Imkein, af boise bechlal. So therefore, boise should also be these unripe grapes This is the kasha should also be considered davar charif, and they should take out the taste from the bowl, and you should not be allowed to eat it because of the chametz in the bowl. Im kain, adei charif v'ducha, through the charifus, the sharpness, and the ducha means the pressure that you're smashing the unripe grapes. Nivla babayis hachimutz shel hameducha. The taste of the bowl of the chametz will go into this medu from the meducha into the food. You don't have 60 times more of the unripe grapes opposite this meducha, so it should be forbidden. Therefore, even before Pesach, the Mishnah is telling us there is definitely room to be machmir. We're not going to see now, but if you want, after the shir, number 110 of the deer shoe, he brings to the Chazon Ish a... Right now we have a stira, it's a contradiction. What's the contradiction? By us we said it, Mechaber says it's mutter. Over there, in Yerideya, the Mechaber says it's aser. So how do we... That's called a stira, contradiction. Right? So how do we deal with that? So number 110 is three paragraphs. We can discuss it afterwards, maybe. Vayim b'achreinim, look in the achreinim, shekosu, they were mocking hefsed meruba. In the case of a hefsed meruba, yesh lismoich al ha-poyeskim nesvir lehu, the peyus chamutzim loy havi b'chlal davar charif. The achreinim say that in the case of a hefsed meruba, case of a great loss, one can rely on the poyeskim that tell us that peyus chamutzim, even in Siman Sadivav, the peyus chamutzim, these sharp, these sour type foods, sharp food, are not sharp food, are not davar charif, not sharp. Once again, the sour foods are not sharp foods. And therefore, it's a leniency, and you can rely on this b'shas adchak. V'da, da'afilu sh'loi b'mokam hesed she'echmarnu b'meducho, the Mishnah continues, that even in a case where it's not a mokam hesed, she'echmarnu b'meducho, where we normally would be machmir, more strict with this meducho, the meducho is this bowl that we're smashing the food in, hudafka b'meducho she'regilon loduch b'chametz. That's only... When would we be machmir? It's only a meducha that throughout the year we use for chametz. However, as we said earlier, right before Sif Zayin, avo b'meduchos shalonu, with our meduchos, shereiv tashmishon b'besamim uchay gavna. Most of the times when we smash things up, we use spices, seasonings, and not chametz. V'leker rak shash shema nimso mashu chametz. B'soich ha'tavlin, it's only a chshash, a concern. Shema nimso mashu chametz b'soich ha'tavlin. V'nivlo yachad b'meducho, and it absorbed together in this bowl. V'hada niflot b'soich ha'boisa, then it came out. Niflot, once again, is the word pilot. It was maflet, it gives off the taste into the unripe grapes. Harei misbatel b'shishim kaidim Pesach. In this case, we would say that it would be batel b'shishim before Pesach. Now let's go back on top and read the rest of the Ramah, at least in this page. The Ramah tells us as follows. We just mentioned that on Baisa Shadachin Kaidim HaPesach and the Mechaber Meduchos Mechumotzos Mutil Ochloi VePesach. Mishum, why, says the Ramah, Mishum, the Einoi Maflit Bitsoinein. Why are you permitted to use it? Because it's not Maflit Bitsoinein, it does not give off a taste if it's cold. Va'afilu im nase b'Pesach eini aser. Even if you make it on Pesach itself, it's not going to be aser. Im hoya hakli naki, if the kli was clean. So even if the Ramah is telling us that you smash it even on Pesach itself, since it's cold, since the bowl, since everything we're talking about is cold, it's not a problem. Even if you make it on Pesach, it's not aser. Im hoya hakli naki, if the kli was clean, of course, you don't want any chametz in this bowl. Aval, however, im chot choy besakin shel chametz, if you use a chametz stick and knife, toich haPesach yesh lahachmir. If you use a chametz stick and knife on Pesach, we should be machmir. There's room to be machmir. Why? Destam sakin ein naki. Because the average knife is not as clean as the bowl, and we're concerned that there might be some chametz left on the knife, some residue. If you go home, I wouldn't check it now, but if you go home when if my finger is the blade, take a look and don't comment to the mother or to the wife, okay? If you don't like the way it is, just wash it yourself, okay? But what we're saying is that at the handle, that's where sometimes that little schmutz, if I may use the word schmutz, might rest, that little residue. I see some people are shaking their heads like, yeah, I'm familiar with that. So that's what we're talking about. Stam sakin, if it's a chametz stick and knife, is not clean. Okay. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Kotten Pei Beis. V'afilim nasa v'pesach eini aser, even if you smashed the stuff in this meducha on Pesach, it's not aser. The kevon, the svira lei, the baiser eini davar charef. Since you, even if you smash these unripe grapes on Pesach, we say the unripe grapes that are not davar charef, and therefore al dei ducha levad eini maflit min hameducha afilim mashu. There are two things we need in order to take the taste from the bowl, this chametzdika bowl, into the food. One is that the food has to be a davar charif, sharp, a sharp food. I mean, I'll just give an example. You know, you go to Pros Junction and they have those, like, jalapeno peppers that, I'm being serious now, they say if you cook with them, you should wear gloves. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah? So, you know, protect your eyes also, glasses, yeah. Yeah, it's a little scary. I mean, I always want to try out what it tastes like, but I'm always afraid. I don't know. So, they're good. Okay, you got that skama. So, you need a davar charif and the pressure, the duchka. Here we're saying this baiser is not a davar charif. It's not sharp. So all you have is only one. All you have is the smashing of the food. So even though the bowl was used for chametz, it's not a problem. Sif kodin pei gimel. Just as long as this kli, this chametz tikka kli, was clean, there's no chametz in it. Most probably will say, there's a chazaka, a status quo, that this bowl is clean. Coming to exclude a case, only if you know that it's dirty. If you know the bowl is dirty, you can't use it. Of course not. It's also according to many achreinim, even if you smash it before Pesach, you smash these unripe grapes before Pesach. Even if you want to say that the baiser is not a sharp food, but if we're saying that the bowl is not 100% clean and you're smashing these unripe grapes, and then it's going to get the whatever is the residue in there from that bowl, you cannot eat it on Pesach. Sif cotton paved dalid. But if you use a knife, a chametz stick, a knife, then on Toicha Pesach, yesh lahach one shimachmer. Haynu oisei boiser, you're cutting once again these unripe grapes. Afilu ledaitoi, she'ein nikra charif. Even according to the opinions that it's not called a davar charif, it's not called a sharp food. V'chol kai gavno she'ein davar charif, it's not sharp. After alidei ducho shalachituch levad ein maflit. Even though you're putting down, put the pressure on the knife and cutting the grapes, ein maflit, it does not give off the taste. Mikomokim yishlochush lechametz hadavik alasakim, where you should be concerned of the chametz that is on the knife, like the residue, like we just mentioned, on the knife itself. When did a person do this? Toich haPesach, on Pesach itself. Vitkoidim haPesach, but before Pesach, shari habayser, these unripe grapes are permissible. Rinse them off. Before Pesach, wash it off. If there's any possible chametz there, you see what we're saying? You can wash it off. I know what we're thinking, that if you go home and tell this to your mothers, right, they're going to think, what are you talking about? Who's going to wash off any possible chametz on this? But we're saying you're allowed to do this. That's before Pesach. On Pesach itself, you do this on Pesach, since the smallest crumb on Pesach is aser, on Pesach, we're more machmir, then you cannot eat it. Yesh lahachmir. You know, let's finish this and then we'll take the question, okay? I just want to run out of time for next year. V'ayim Magen Avram, shedaitoi de'ein lahachmir. Magen Avram says, even not to you machmir, af bePesach,
Rak
The Magen Avraham says, even in this case, you don't have to be machmir. When do you have to be machmir? Only in the case of a non-Jew, when they use the knives that they cut the chametz with. Avalim Naaseh, they cut the fish with, and the chametz stick knives. Avalim Naaseh, kay, in the basil shall you sell bakroy. But if it's done like this in the house of a Jew, once in a while, akroy means once in a while, then kigoyin shechotach v'sakin chametz dover sheinachor v'pesach sagi v'adacha oy begreda. Then if it's cut in the house of a Jew with a knife which is a chametz like a knife dover sheinachorif, which is not a sharp food, all you have to do is wash it off or greda. This is the first time, if not mistaken, we come to this concept called greda. Greda means, and this will end for today, you scrape off a little. We had it earlier, we discussed a klipa. Klipa means to take off a peel's worth. You know when you peel a carrot, it's always a good feeling of satisfaction when you start from the beginning of the carrot, you go all the way to the end, you get a one, you know what I'm talking about? One peel. Ah, you feel successful. But how about the times when you go, you get a little, you take a scrape, you just chop at it, right? Let's say you don't have a peeler, so what do? You take a knife and you just scrape at it. That's greda, you're just scraping at it. So here we're saying that all you have to do is hadacha to wash it, or greda, or just scrape at it, and that's enough. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you.